Rain will finally get out of the northwestern portions of the U.S. Corn Belt as we go through the day today. We'll likely see a couple of days of drier weather, but it won't last long. More rain and thunderstorms are likely to move back into the region. In the meantime, the original storm system will continue working its way through the eastern Midwest, with a cold front likely to continue producing showers and thunderstorms over a large portion of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky as we go through the day today, maybe portions of Michigan as well. The precipitation that occurs is not expected to be heavy in a general sense, but locally heavy amounts of precipitation will be possible across a part of the region. We will expect this disturbance to be out of the way, though, fairly quickly by tonight, and most of the Midwest will actually be under the influence of a high-pressure system that will likely keep us relatively dry, even on the day Thursday and into the day on Friday. However, by Friday evening, a warm front working its way into the western portions of the Corn Belt will likely be setting off additional showers and thunderstorms once again, and that will likely concentrate on places like Ohio and Nebraska, portions of northern Missouri, and then extending northwest from there into the Dakotas. The storm system, which is basically the warm front, will continue to work its way northeastward rather slowly as we go through the second half of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Repetitive rain and thunderstorms over a relatively small region could result in some locally heavy rain and some isolated pockets of flooding. A close monitoring of the situation is warranted, but the bottom line is that field work in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt and maybe a portion of the Great Lakes region may not advance very well as we go through that period of time from the end of this week into the early part of next week. Another disturbance will likely come across the northern plains and into the upper portions of the Midwest as we move through the early to middle part of next week. So the pattern for continued wet weather in the northwestern Corn Belt will prevail, making the odds rather low that they will be able to finish field work there before the optimum dates have passed. We are expecting the lower parts of the Midwest to see a general drying bias as we move forward through a big part of the coming 10 days after we get through with today's storm system. The lower parts of the region includes the area from parts of Kansas into the Ohio River Valley. Totally dry weather may not occur across the entire region over the whole of the period, but we will see only a limited amount of precipitation, and net drying conditions will likely prevail. The temperature outlook across the region over these next several days will be bouncing around a bit. We'll look for cooling to take place here today. Highs in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt will be mostly in the upper 50s and 60s, while readings in the central and southeast are mostly in the 70s, with a few 80s still continuing in Ohio and eastern Kentucky. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be coolest across a big part of the region. Afternoon readings will be mostly in the upper 50s and 60s, with only a few lower 70s in the southern and easternmost parts of the region. After that, a warming trend will begin rather slowly, and as I mentioned before, it comes with a lot of shower and thunderstorm activity across the heart of the Midwest. So temperatures will start to contrast rather strongly across the region, with 70 and 80 degree readings likely in the southwest portion of the region during the weekend, while 60s and 70s still prevail in the northeast. By the time we get to the middle part of next week, we should see 80 degree temperatures back across a big part of the Midwest for highs. Our low temperatures at night are expected to fall back into the 50s and 60s during the warmer days, but before we get to that point, we'll see a lot of readings in the 40s coming up and some lower 50s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.